Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something I see people asking and that I am asked by clients all the time, and that is, I feel like I failed the narcissist in my life, did I? This is something many people seem to struggle with, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. When we are dealing with someone like a narcissist, someone who truly believes they are not responsible for their own behavior, someone who truly believes they are being controlled by the actions and feelings and opinions of other people, it's easy to start believing that you have more power or responsibility in the relationship than you actually do. If you've also had childhood conditioning in this area, you may have already believed that to begin with, and a relationship with a narcissist just reinforced what you were already taught. People who were raised by narcissists, people who had parents who were absent emotionally, parents who were battling addiction, parents who were themselves taught that somebody else is responsible for everything in their lives, people who were parentified as children, people who were made to be their parents' emotional support, people raised in these kinds of environments are given the message that they are responsible for holding relationships together, that other people's emotions and problems are not just their responsibility, but also more important than their own. As an adult, when someone raised with these messages runs into a toxic, unhealthy person, as we all do eventually, they don't have the tools to walk away from the relationship. They may not even realize they should, at least at first. That's how conditioning works. It normalizes things. People will eventually realize that a relationship is unhealthy if it gets to the point where it's too toxic or dysfunctional to be normalized, but if they had been socialized differently by their families and caretakers in the beginning, they would likely recognize that sooner. However, even when someone does recognize that a relationship is unhealthy or toxic, this conditioning may make it very hard to end the relationship. They may not even realize that they can, because they've been taught that no matter what, you stay in the relationship and you deal with it. This is a wonderful attitude to have regarding relationships, but it's important to understand that it does not apply to relationships where you are being continuously betrayed, devalued, and abused. People sometimes cite spiritual or religious conflicts in this area as well, and it's important for our religious and spiritual friends to remember that not only scripture, but literally every other spiritual philosophy that exists tells us that if someone is being abused, they are not bound to that relationship any longer. Yes, wedding vows usually say, in sickness and in health. They also say, love, honor, and cherish. So if that's not happening, the covenant's already broken. Legally, as well as spiritually, you are bound to no agreement that requires you to allow harm to come to yourself in order to honor it. Scripture also tells us that if someone refuses to listen or help themselves, it's okay to walk away from them, by the way. Jesus himself did just that multiple times. So, in other words, the Son of God understood that convincing someone to do something they clearly don't want to do or are not ready to do is not his responsibility. So, if you have spiritual conflicts over this situation, just remember that. If it isn't his responsibility, it definitely isn't yours. Narcissists and other toxic people cannot take responsibility for their behavior, emotions, choices, or anything else. They can't take responsibility for the way their lives end up or how things go for them. Many don't even seem to be able to see or understand the connection between their choices and their actions and the outcomes or consequences of these things, and they are certainly not willing to learn. They need other people to blame all of this on so that they can avoid the crushing shame of not being perfect. This may or may not be a conscious thing. Many narcissists are so disconnected from their emotions that they may not even realize why they're blaming other people. They're just doing what they feel they need to do in order to get by. And while that may be understandable to some people, it's a shabby excuse, because narcissists know that this behavior is not okay. Like a young child stealing cookies out of the cookie jar, they may not truly understand why it's wrong, but they know it is. Narcissists just don't care because they believe it's necessary. If they have to throw an innocent person under the bus in order not to get hit by it, that's perfectly fine in the name of survival. Better you than them. It is every man for himself in the world of a narcissist, and if you think about their behavior, you will see that this is so. They are an army of one, fighting an invisible enemy only they can see, and losing, because they're fighting themselves, but they don't realize that. You cannot help them. in this battle with themselves, and you cannot fight it for them. The only thing you can do is become collateral damage. As I said in the episode of the show called Games Narcissists Play, you are not the opponent in this tennis match from hell. You are the ball. It is not possible to fail someone if you could not have helped them in the first place, and you could not have helped them. You cannot love the pathology out of someone, even if they want you to, and even if you want to. You cannot convince someone that they are wrong if they don't believe they are. You can't convince them they need help or they should stop doing something if they don't see the problem. You cannot make someone respect you if they don't. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter if it's because they're mean or because they're evil or because they're disordered or anything else. The only thing you can do is choose whether you will tolerate this behavior or not. It's easy to believe that the success of a relationship is solely on you, particularly when that's what you've been told. But it's important to remember that the other person has choices and 100% control over their own actions and 100% of their own power, just like you do. They are 100% responsible for their actions and choices, just like everybody else in the world. It doesn't matter whether they agree with this or believe it or not. It doesn't even matter whether you do. Facts are facts, regardless of whether people agree with them or whether they don't. Someone can refuse to believe the sun is shining. That doesn't mean it's not. Now, sometimes people will say, but if they do have a disorder, if they are mentally ill, if there is a psychological dysfunction, if they were abused, etc., etc., are narcissists really responsible for their actions? Are they really responsible for their choices? The answer is yes, they are. There are some people who are not responsible for their actions. People who are psychotic, for example, are not responsible for their actions because within that framework, within that context, it's not possible for them to make clear and reasonable choices. If someone is hallucinating and they believe that they've seen their neighbor trying to break into their house with a knife to kill them 50 times, so they go shoot him, that's one thing. But someone who justifies behavior they know is wrong because it's easier for them to deal with does not fall in the category of people not responsible for their actions, and it does not matter why they are doing that. Whether someone is responsible for their actions is predicated on whether or not they are capable of understanding that their actions are wrong, and the overwhelming majority of narcissists are. They know it's wrong, they have a choice, and they choose behavior they know is not okay because they can justify it. This doesn't make them not disordered, but a person can be disordered or mentally ill and still be responsible for their actions and choices. This is very, very important to understand. Mental illness or disorder is not an automatic disqualification from being responsible for your behavior. It is for this reason that you did not fail the narcissist. They had choices. They had power. They chose to do things or not do things that resulted in contributing to creating a toxic environment. You didn't fail because you refused to tolerate that, and it really doesn't matter whether anybody agrees with that or not. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it was either. Family, spouse, partner, coworker, child. It isn't possible to fail because you were trying to do something you never could have succeeded at in the first place. Create a healthy, stable relationship with an unhealthy, unstable person in an unhealthy, unstable environment. Narcissists love to tell others that they've failed them because this means anything bad that happened was all the other person's responsibility. It was all their fault. The person who failed the narcissist was the narcissist. They failed themselves, and they will continue to do so until they either realize they have responsibility for their own lives and take it, or until they die, whichever one comes first. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, through email, and through Skype for international clients. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book and appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach seminars, workshops, and clinics a few times a month and a few times a year, respectively. So if you are interested in seeing what I'm running right now, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by betterhelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.